At the Forest History Center, actors in period costumes work in log buildings to recreate the atmosphere of a logging camp of the early 1900s. Sherry Harrapat plays Miss Minnie, a cook's assistant. Miss Minnie has to go to the frozen river several times a day to fetch water in buckets. She's never actually seen the creature known as the Tote Road Shagamaw, but she's sure he exists.
I swear once a week he follows me. Because by the time I get to the river, I put the axe down and I take the yoke off of my shoulders so I can take one bucket at a time. I chop the hole in the ice with the axe. And then so I don't get my mittens wet, I take them off and I put them behind me. And I fill up one bucket, put it on the bank. I take the other bucket and I fill up that bucket, put it on the bank, get it attached to the yoke, and hoist it back up on my shoulders. I grab the axe and then I turn for my mittens and they're gone. I kid you not. He hangs around the tote roads and he shagamaws the mittens.
The Tote Road Shagamaw has an appetite for wool, but a few of the forest creatures in lumberjack stories were carnivorous. The Agripelter killed and ate people, according to some legends. It was an ape-like creature that lived in hollow trees, and depending on who was telling the story, it would pelt a passerby with pine cones, or it would smash the victim over the head with a branch. But most of the creatures in the books and stories at the Forest History Center are not so much dangerous as weird. The hoogag, for instance, not to be confused with the hodag, had no knee joints and had to lean against a tree to sleep. The best way to catch one was to cut a notch in a tree and hope a leaning hoogag would fall over and be unable to get up. Storyteller Will Holnagle tells of a creature that came to be when lice, known as graybacks to loggers, got lonely for the lumberjacks who had abandoned the camp.
Well, they sought other companionship in the form of a wildcat, or wild cats, shall we say. And they soon engaged in relationships of many types with the wildcats. And the offspring of the relationship between a grayback and a wildcat was something quite unusual. Felis mundus herefreus, the scientific name of this beast. About a foot long, and it had long hair covering its body about 6 inches, and 3 legs on each side. And it crept through the woods, looking for the lumberjacks.
Bed cats may have been invented by lumberjacks trying to outdo each other with tall tales. They spent months in camp and made up stories to pass the time in the bunkhouse. And Forest History Center Assistant Director Grant Frazier says it was fun for the loggers to try to scare newcomers to camp.
A lot of people didn't have any idea what to expect up here. A lot of the people that came here or came up here to log were from far, far away. A lot of them were actually from the cities back east and not just coming up trying to find a way to make a living for a while. And so, yeah, you could probably convince people of a lot of things that were up here.
The Forest History Center has a couple books that catalog the beasts loggers said they saw or heard or whose strange tracks they followed. Different creatures crop up in different parts of the country where lumberjacks camped, and some still exist today. Locals say the hodag, a rhinoceros-like creature that eats porcupines, roams Rhinelander, Wisconsin. But for the most part, like the old logging camps, the bizarre forest creatures are extinct today. I'm Catherine Winter, Main Street Radio, Grand Rapids.